From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Any day now, President Bush will sign a bill that supporters are calling the largest single investment in college aid since the GI Bill. The legislation was passed by Congress last week, and it will lower interest rates on many student loans. It will also raise grants for needy students by nearly $500 next year alone. That may not sound like a lot, but as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, it could be enough to keep some low-income students in school.
Princeton University, tuition $33,000. Stanford University, $35,000. Against that backdrop, who could possibly get excited about an increase of $500 for the Pell Grants that go to low-income students? Well, Ashley Sanders could. Sanders is studying communications at the University of South Florida, and she says she knows exactly where she'll spend that money when it shows up next year.
The bookstore. It would come in handy at the bookstore because, and I need it, and I like going to the bookstore using my Pell Grant money.
I frankly have been very surprised at how modest some levels of increase are in having significant impact on lowest income students.
That's Tally Hart, in charge of economic access at Ohio State University. She says that in years past, when local grants dried up, local students also disappeared, even if the loss only amounted to a few hundred dollars. Hart says cuts in financial aid might force a middle-class student to make a hard choice, like whether to work more hours or to borrow more. Hart says a small shortfall in aid means something completely different for the poorest students.
But for a family with very limited means, already stretching significantly to have the student go to college, often it means the student has lost earnings that were helping support the family. It's a very different economic prospect.
Hart says students will also be encouraged to know the legislation will keep the increases coming until the maximum Pell Grant reaches $5,400 in 2012. For the past few years, low-income students have been swimming against the tide of rising tuition costs and stagnating grants. Back in 1987, a Pell Grant would cover about 55% of the cost of attending a four-year public institution. Now, even after this increase, these federal grants will only cover about a third of those costs. Even as Pell Grants start to climb again, it's certain that tuition and other costs will go up as well. That means students will continue to turn to college loans. But Sandy Baum, professor of economics at Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs, New York, says this new legislation has also taken a bite out of that problem.
It also lowers the interest rates on subsidized student loans. So many people will find that for a long period of time after they finish college, the amount that they have to pay back will be less than it otherwise would have been.
Some borrowers will even be able to have their loans forgiven entirely if the student goes into public service fields, such as firefighting or early childhood education. And Sandy Baum notes the bill puts a cap on all subsidized loan payments. Former students will never have monthly payments that exceed 15% of their income.
So if you borrow so much money that you can't reasonably make the payments out of your post-college earnings, there's now much better relief than there was before.
So we're at the end of this story, and we haven't told you who opposed this legislation. Lending institutions did. They are paying for all this increased spending, and they'll be forced to give up billions in government subsidies. That's the only way Congress could pass a bill that makes so many students happy without adding to the national debt. Lenders warn students will pay in the long run if financial institutions abandon this market or drop discounts and other benefits. But that problem lies in the future. Right now, struggling students have the first good news in a long time. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.